from the historic River Market in downtown Kansas City, Missouri, from the crystal blue waters of the Missouri River, it's Two Douchebags and a Microphone Podcast.
And now it's time for the Daily Douchebag Pledge.
Two Douchebags and a Microphone Pledge. I, Joe, or Jane Listener, hereby promise to download every show. I, Joe, or Jane Listener, hereby promise to grab family members' phones and download the show from there. I, Joe, or Jane Listener, hereby promise to go to public computers and download the show from there. I, Joe, or Jane Listener, hereby promise to laugh at all the unfunny jokes. I, Joe, or Jane Listener, hereby promise to lie to all my friends and tell them how good the show is. And finally, I, Joe, or Jane Listener, promise to visit Montrose, Missouri to take advantage of the power plant, campgrounds, and junkyard all within its quarter-mile radius.
We are Two Douchebags and a Microphone.
As charming as a leaky sewer pipe. And now, Deep Thoughts with Mark.
Why is it your brain can remember that you forgot something, but can't remember what it is you forgot?
Yeah, that's what I'd love to do.
Invisible ass paddlings, new douche flavors, and horrible pranks? What the fuck is wrong with these guys?
Have you ever wondered where something came about? Have you ever looked at something and said, I wonder what the origin of that is? Well, so have we. That's why we give you the origin of...
How about origin of cruise ships? The first cruise ship built solely for the purpose of leisure was produced by Albert Ballin of the German Hamburg American Line Company. Ballin spearheaded the development of shipping companies' cruise offerings, culminating in the construction of the cruise ship Prinsessin Victoria Luisa.
Our constant pursuit for a real knee slapper. It's strange insults from an alien. Real hilarity.
You're as useful as a condom with holes.
Two douchebags and a microphone. I'm Mark.
And I'm Rob.
All right, Rob, did you have really nice weather there today, like we did?
Oh, yeah, it was nice. It was nice and warm. It was a little breezy. But, most of my day was on the road anyway.
Okay. So. Well, did you get any bad weather at all with that cold front that came by that wreaked havoc in Ohio and Indiana? And even around here with the gorilla hail is what they call it. Gorilla hail, I guess, evidently is a newer term. The first person I see use it, I believe, is Reed Timmerman. He's a meteorologist that's online, and he's a storm chaser. And that day that we did the podcast, I had mentioned that we're under a tornado watch, and Dodge City had bad weather. Hi, Opal.
Yeah, hi, Grandma. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Jimmy. Anyhow, he started using the word gorilla hail. And this hail was just like, evidently, it's just like so rogue. It can like go to softball size in no time, go back down to golf ball size. You know, it's a crazy deal. It's like an intense storm that intensifies suddenly and just starts throwing out these large amount of hail. And then, maybe pulsate and get smaller. And I guess Kansas City, Kansas, and areas over on that side of the state line up to the north really got hit hard. People's windshields are out, roofs are damaged, or roofs are destroyed. And they had gorilla hail there, and the biggest that they had was tennis-sized ball. So, anyhow, but you never did get any of the storms, really?
No, I mean, we had a little bit of rain that the next morning.
We did, too. That's what we had here. We got some claps of thunder, probably about a 10-inch rain.
A little bit of lightning, and then it was done.
Yeah. Yeah.
We did not see much out of that.
We didn't either. North saw it all, and that is like north of the river got it all. And anybody south of the river is pretty much shit out of luck. So, well, I mean, no. Actually, we were in luck because we didn't get the bad weather accompanying the rain. So I don't need my roof gone. I don't need my windshield out. So we lucked out on that. So anyhow.
Yeah, you need to save on your insurance premiums.
Yeah, so everybody that's affected by that, yeah, that sucks. And sorry, and I hope you all had insurance that will pay for it. Another little side note, a couple of days ago.
Okay.
We had an earthquake.
I was just going to throw out there that how I made my living in my teens and 20s and 30s was doing insurance claims on houses.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. You were an adjuster?
Yeah. Rebuilding after storm damage and fire damage and water damage.
Oh, you're doing restoration?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Man, that's a good thing to know.
Yeah, man. I did that for years, man.
Wow. You ever think about starting your own business? There's so much work in that.
No, dude, it's too much overhead.
I know you mean, that's why.
I'd be better off going to work for another company.
Uh-huh.
But you and I have talked about that.
Uh-huh.
I'm to the age, I'm getting over the hard labor end of it.
Well, no, I'm talking about you being like a foreman or a production manager or something of that sort.
Yeah, I could possibly do that if I wanted. Maybe.
I don't know. Okay. And also, along the lines of weather and natural disasters and all that, we had a 3.5 earthquake just north of KCI 2 days ago.
Really?
Everybody felt
it. I did not hear about that.
Everybody felt the damn thing but me. Everyone else was like, oh, yeah. I'm like, what the hell? I felt nothing. So, yeah.
Of course everybody feels it.
You know what? You're probably right.
As a matter of fact, I almost bet there's reports out of Butler that they felt.
I felt it down here. You're right, probably. Or maybe even Montrose.
If it's in the news, they felt it.
Montrose felt it.
Yeah, Montrose. Oh, yeah, they probably thought the power plant was coming down on them.
Coincidentally, we have emails, but we probably won't get to them this podcast. I think we got a lot going on. But if we do, we do. So anyhow.
Yeah, well, if none else will hit them tomorrow night, I miss my boys in Montrose.
Yeah, well, they have more to say like they always do, you know.
Good.
They have been really good about sending me something once a week. They kind of caught on to the whole gist of the program there. It's like, okay, don't leave us hanging. Just throw us one every week, and we will get to it. And they know it, so.
Yeah.
And every time, let's see, who is it now? Is it Jeffy? Now, or I forgot. They use different names. Oh, well.
There's like 6 or 7 of them down there. It's pretty much a whole town.
Yeah. Yeah, the town's probably 6 or 7 people, and they all are ridiculous.
Pretty much every one of them.
Yep. Well, there goes my readers. Great way to start the program. All right.
Uh-oh. Well, I got a spare pair here if you need them.
I got him. I picked him up. all mine, I don't know where they're at. I bought like 10 of them.
2.5 hours away.
Yeah.
Hey, at least I offered, man.
Yeah, no. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, out of all my 10 readers I bought, this is the last one that remained. And the only reason I still have it is because I will not take it off my desk in here. If I took it anywhere else, it would disappear. Guaranteed. So... and that's nobody but me. I'm the one doing it. Val isn't playing tricks on me. No, it's all me. I'm the one losing them. I'm responsible.
I believe you.
Okay, thank you. You have faith in me, don't you?
Just saying, I believe you.
That's fine, Rob. Okay, we're going to start off with some football again. Why stop now, right?
Oh, my God. My first story up is football. How do we do this?
Well, I mean, it's on our minds. We're, I used to be...
We are true football fans.
Yes,
that's
I used to not be so nerdy. I'd be like, oh, well, the draft's a draft, and who cares? But now I'm looking at all these young receivers and everything, and I'm like, wow, you know, I'm like actually gauging them and who I think would fit with our team the best. Look at their speed, their stat time. This is the stuff that I swore I would never become. I'm like, oh, I ain't going to get that far into it. I'm just going to be the spectacle fan. I'm just going to be the guy watching the games, and I ain't going any further. Now I'm nerding out, and it pisses me off. So,
Now, I personally have always been a football fan.
Uh-huh.
When I was younger, in my teenage years, yes, I was a baseball fan.
Me too, but they suck.
Till 1986.
Uh-huh.
1985, Kansas City Royals won the World Series.
Yes.
And they come out the next in 86 and took, like, last place in our division.
Yeah, and then we came out.
How do you do that? How the hell do you do that? So I got burnout on baseball back then.
Everybody that played phenomenal the year before played like shit that year. That's how you do that.
Oh, my God.
I remember that. I couldn't believe it. Everybody's playing like shit. About the only guy that played okay was George Brett and maybe Brett Saberhagen. Might have been playing good too.
And they were at the end of their career.
Yeah, the next year we shipped off Saberhagen to the Mets, I believe, for a trade. And got a couple of got a couple of tomato cans and a kick in the ass for him. So, okay. Former Baltimore Ravens and Arizona Cardinals wide receiver Marquise Hollywood Brown is expected to sign a 1-year deal worth up to $11 million with the Kansas City Chiefs. Sources told ESPN's Adam Schefter on Thursday night. Well, since I printed off this article, they have signed him. The Chiefs.
I was going to let you get further into it, but I was going to let you know my son updated me just a while ago. He is signed.
Yes, which is a great move because this is.
Yes.
He's younger than Scantling was. He can catch the ball. He's faster than Scantling. And I think it's a great up. I think this guy's high point is considerably higher than Scantling was, and that's why they chose not to rehire Scantling and to go with the Hollywood Brown. This move gives quarterback Patrick Mahomes the upgrade at wide receiver, and the team had been searching for since the Super Bowl. And you know, I mean, yeah, their defense is probably going to be good enough again to repeat next year. But why go through all that shit? I mean, if you can grade up on your receivers and Mahomes, we don't want to do home games anymore, you know, or away games anymore. We want to keep it going through Arrowhead. But although I mean it didn't matter, they still rolled everybody. The Chiefs beat the San Francisco 49ers for their second straight Lombardi Trophy last month, despite one of the least productive wide receiver groups in NFL. Rookie Rashee Rice, 79 catches, 938 yards, 7 touchdowns, developed into a strong option in the passing game. Yes, he has. But the Chiefs otherwise were left to rely on journeymen and stopgaps as they closed on another title. Mahomes completed 77% of his passes with 6 passing touchdowns and no interceptions when targeting Rice. That number dropped to 57% when targeting any other wide receiver, as well as more interceptions, 9, than touchdowns, 6. You hear that? Probably the greatest player ever. 9 interceptions and 6 touchdowns and 57% passing percentage. That tells you how bad they were. The drop rate of all the other receivers outside of Rice was well over 3 times as high, 3% to 10%, as the Chiefs dropped more passes than any other team last season. So that picture right there tells a complete story, doesn't it?
I mean, yeah.
And then for others going on, Derek Nnadi signed a 1-year deal with the Chiefs, and Jimmy Garoppolo, the guy we beat in the first Super Bowl that we played in, has signed with the LA Rams. So the only way we're going to see him is if we see I don't know what their schedule is next year, but I also think he's going to be a backup, obviously. So I think he doesn't care. I think he's like, you know what, I'm in the NFL making great money, so I just get to hang out in sunny California and not fucking worry about it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Rob, you got something you want to go into?
Yeah, I'm going to go into footballing myself.
Okay.
Former Los Angeles... not Los Angeles. I am sorry. Las Vegas Raiders.
Okay.
Head coach John Gruden has returned to the gridiron.
I can throw away my story now. That was the next one I was going into. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, sort of.
Oh, okay.
On Wednesday, it was announced that Gruden is joining the Milano Seamen of the European League of Football. The franchise is well known for being five-time Italian Bowl champions. Gruden is taking on an advisor with the Seamen. We're excited to announce that American football legend John Gruden will work with us as advisor, the team said. Gruden won in 2002 Super Bowl with Tampa Bay. Gruden will help us to improve our organization in every aspect. He already started to work with our coaching staff.
Yep. Wow. You know,
well, evidently they didn't watch him with the Raiders.
Okay.
Just saying. Yeah,
2002
Super Bowl. That was...
I agree with you 100%.
22 years ago?
Mm-hmm. He lost his edge, I agree. I don't think he identifies with the younger players very well. Besides some of the comments that he said, may not sit well with some of the players. Everything all aside, what he said and all that stuff was not cool. Not at all. Not defending him at all.
No, it was not.
He did get railroaded. There was a lot of people that had that kind of language before and have done stuff that could throw them in the same boat. And he didn't rat them. He did not rat them out. I mean, they made Dan Snyder give up his team. But he did kind of get the shaft. Because the reason is other people that are guilty of the same thing are still in the NFL. So, and that's what I'm going by right there. But
You're right. That's probably why he's in the European League now.
It is. He's got nothing else to do because he's pretty much.
He got to get out of the NFL for a while.
Yeah, he got I forgot what they call it. He is pretty much gone from the NFL, and that's what he's doing now. So, you know what? He may not mind living in Europe anyhow. So, who knows? So, all right, Johnny boy. Good luck to you. I've got an interesting little story here, Rob, that I cracked up when I read it. Okay. Man's last meal on death row was literally his last breath. Clark Fronsetta was scheduled to be executed on March 1st. Clark has ordered his last meal, which included a Whataburger, double cheese, with fried green beans from his favorite bar and grill, and he wanted a vegetable medley with the food. The vegetable medley contained peanuts, and Clark had no idea he was deathly allergic to said peanuts. It was 2 spoons in when he went into anaphylactic shock and passing away. Turns out no one had an EpiPen in the whole building.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
A whole building full of people and nobody has an EpiPen.
Yeah, and they know they're going to... He was getting ready to be executed in a couple hours, right? And he had his last meal. And nobody had an EpiPen anywhere around. So they didn't get to execute him. I'll go on here. The paramedics were not there yet because he was scheduled to be put to death in 2 hours later.
I get it.
Yep. Some people have a theory that he knew that he was deathly allergic and would go into anaphylactic shock, and he did it on purpose. He was trying to die before they could do it. But, I mean, how are you going to prove something like that, you know?
The guy's dead.
I don't believe that he did that, and here's why. The allergic to peanuts would be in his record, right?
Right.
Yes.
It would be. Even in prison.
Yes.
Even in prison. I know that for a fact.
Yes. So
my brother working for a prison.
Yes. So I don't believe that for 1 minute. I think the people that are saying that are reaching and trying to make something out of it. No. I think the dumbass liked the salad or heard it was good, you know, from somewhere. Or maybe possibly ordered the wrong salad and had no idea it had peanuts in it. And also another thing is, you know, wouldn't he have seen, you know what, I don't know. Maybe they are right. Maybe he saw the Peanuts and decided to go on his own. You know, you think he would see the Peanuts, right?
No, you never know. Yeah, I mean, you know what? You would think he would know.
Oh, wait a minute. No, he didn't know. He didn't know he was allergic to them. That's why he ate the Peanuts.
Oh.
Okay, that's right. Okay. Pretty interesting, but yeah. So anyhow, whatever you call it, natural selection.
Can you call that karma?
Karma, yes. There was a lot more to the article. I believe he was scheduled to be put to death in Indiana, maybe. Anyhow, I just kind of like took a little bit of it because I didn't want to go on and on about the logistics and what he'd done. But what he'd done was like he flipped out and like killed his wife and his kids. And then somebody that was knocking on the door and heard the screams. And anyhow, so the guy definitely deserved what he was getting. He was a stone cold killer. And he killed like four or five people, including his close family members. So he deserved the death penalty, in my opinion. But they didn't get to him because the Peanuts got him instead. So, hey,
and
let's
honestly, it was probably an easier way out.
Yes,
honestly.
Let's give the Peanuts a round of applause.
For what he was about to get.
Absolutely. Let's give the Peanuts a round of applause, Rob.
Yes.
Good job, Peanuts. Yay. They saved us, I don't know, whatever gas or lethal injection or whatever they do. If it was Indiana, I don't know. Anyhow, let's take our...
Save the state money.
Yeah. So thank you. Thank you, dumbass, for going out on your own accord, even though you probably didn't know it. Alrighty, we will be right back in a couple of minutes with more.
Two monkey fuckers and a toaster will be right back.
All aware of the Amber Alert, right? Well, get rid of your disinfectants and rubber bedspreads, kids. It's the all-new Amber Heard Alert System. This fantastic early warning device helps one stay dry and rid of all those annoying mattress invoices. Simply hook up to child under 6 or psychopath and wait for the running water sound. This clever machine has 3 distinct settings: Babbling Brook, Ocean Waves, and Roaring River for those close calls. Order today and get a free Cinnabon Renews It cartridge.
Next up, things overheard in hell.
Ishwala has the top 10 spots on Billboard Hot 100.
And now, Deep Thoughts with Mark.
Looking for a new laptop on the internet is basically having your computer dig its own grave.
Two douchebags and a microphone. Because we all need dick jokes. Introducing Rob Rad's new book, How to Track Your Enemy by Scent. That's right, smell your enemy before they get you. Order this gem now and get a free virtual tour of Rob's secret bunker in Camdenton, Missouri. Also receive a free copy of his new book, How to Clean Raw Sewage for Food.
Remember to send all male body part photos to Rob Rad's inbox.
Oh shit. What's that over there?
Oh no. It's the island of horrible jokes. Ugh.
What do you call a bundle of hay in church? Christian Bale.
Two douchebags and a microphone. I'm Mark.
And I'm Rob.
This just in, Rob. We've got a nipple tweak, nut flick, and an ear tug. That sound good?
Do we?
Yes. So, okay, this is how this started.
I have my people ready.
I have my people ready, too. They're right here, itching to go. Okay, this is what it is, in case someone has not heard the segments where we've done it before. This is playful, not meaning to hurt anybody, just playing around. Just someone you want to do it to, just to see their reaction, basically, right?
Right.
Yeah, you walk up, yank their nipple.
Kind of.
Okay. Well, all right. Maybe Rob
has as long some... as it's not malicious.
Yes. Yeah. So, like,
if he's starting something, just not malicious.
Yeah, yeah. It depends on how the people take it and if they know you or not. None of these people know me, so they may not like it. So, all right. First off, my nipple tweak is Al Michaels. I want to get those. I want to get those old saggy breasts of his and just. And just see the look on his face after I do it. call me nuts, whatever. Hey, it sounds fun, doesn't it, Rob?
Wait till you hear mine.
Okay. The nut flick. Now, I got to do this and run. The nut flick is Henry Rollins.
Oh!
Now, he might go berserk and, like, beat the shit out of me.
Oh!
Yeah, he'll probably freak out on me. So, you know what? I'll do it when we're doing our invisible ass paddlings. That way you can't see me. There we go. Okay. Henry Rollins will get an invisible nut flick. No ass paddling. That doesn't serve
that's me. A good one, man. That is a good one.
And then the ear tug, Dana Carvey, because he's probably lonely.
You mean the nipple yank?
Yeah. Is that what I had left? No, I had the nipple tweak.
You said, I thought you just said ear tug.
Ear tug is Dana Carvey. Wait a minute, what did you have? I'm sorry.
Well, we were doing nut flick, ass bite, nipple yank.
Oh, ass bite, I'm sorry, I wrote ear tug. Ass bite. Ass bite, Dana
That's
Carvey.
That's what it's always been.
I know, I'm sorry. Okay, the ass bite is Dana Carvey because he is probably lonely. And thank you, Rob. Thanks for
coming. No, you're cool. You're cool. I understand Dana Carvey being on that.
Yeah, and I don't know why I wrote down ear tug. And anyhow, I just got done saying it three times until I caught what you were saying. So anyhow, Rob, it goes to you because I'm obviously not capable of carrying this thing out, I guess. Okay.
Okay, my first one, the nut flick. My nut flick goes to Elon Musk.
Oh, good choice, good choice.
No, listen. See, I was listening to Bubba Love Sponge the other day.
Oh, yeah,
and I got this idea.
Are you getting into the show now?
A little bit.
It
but
takes
I got
a while.
This idea.
Okay.
You know how Elon Musk and Zuck were going to have that fight?
Yes.
But it never happened.
Nope.
Well, I was thinking, if I could flip Elon Musk in the nuts, it may bring him up enough to fight. And we could, and with me being a new celebrity because of this show, we could have our own expedition match.
Oh, yeah.
Elon Musk versus Rob Rad.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Let's see if Elon can fight. I'll flick him enough. I just want to know if he can fight.
Yeah, you know what? That's a great way to find out.
Like I said, it's not malicious.
No. No, but you got to defend your nuts.
He just brought our attention when he was talking to Mark Zuckerberg about fighting him.
Yeah,
and
he backed out.
I want to find out.
Didn't that make him look horrible?
Yeah. Hey, look like pussy. That's why I'm ready to do it.
Yeah, all right, good. He deserves one.
Okay, my ass bite. Mark Ruffalo.
you might get a mouthful of hair.
Do you know why?
No.
Do you see why I'm going here?
No, why?
I picked him for the ass bite because he is one of my contestants on my hairy ass battle.
Yeah.
And I want to know what kind of competition he really is.
Oh, okay.
Give me a chance to get sneaky.
Dude, that was a sneaky little way of finding out. Rob, I respect that greatly. Good job. Good detective sleuth work. You're awesome.
Okay, and my nipple yank. Come on, man.
Okay.
Miss Daisy Duke, Catherine Bob. Just saying.
You know what?
Leaving that one right there.
Okay. We'll just put it for no apparent reason. There we go. How's that?
Yeah. No apparent reason. Yeah.
No apparent reason. That's why. So, anyhow. All right. I believe we have another Harry Asshole Olympics battle coming up.
Yes. Okay. Yes, we do.
Let me explain to this for people that don't realize what's about ready to happen. Rob and I devised this, what would you say, maybe a year to 3/4 of a year ago, maybe?
My first episode was May 29th of last year.
Okay. So it was
I'm
really
coming
close.
Up on a year.
It was
so,
really,
yeah.
It was really close to the inception of this program. You know, it's always been called Two Douchebags and Microphone, but Rob joined me, when was it, last year?
May 29th.
So,
as co-host, I was making call-ins before that, but...
Yes. We have quite a few episodes with you being a call-in. We used to have Rob call in because we used to do our show on Saturdays a lot. That's when I had Saturdays off, and we used to do it from the city market, and Rob would call in. And
Topher was there. I would talk to Mark and Topher.
Yeah, yep. But this inception of the program is Rob and I. And so it wasn't long after the inception we came up with this idea, and we're very proud of it. This is simply pitting off two people that are famous, whether they're musicians, rock stars, wrestlers, football players, whatever. They could be villains, I don't know, whatever. Okay. We are trying to pick who we think would have the hairiest asshole, and we have them battle it off. I'll take my guy, who I pick. We pick 10 guys each segment, and then we pit them against each other and one musician or band. So Rob has got the winners of the last one, and we're going to pit them against each other and see who's going to come out in the finals or the semifinals.
Okay, I have a question for you, Mark.
Yes.
We agreed on our last one, which was a while back.
Yes.
Do you have your wild card ready? We were both going to bring in our wild card.
Yes, I do. I've got the wild card right here, itching to throw them in.
Mine's ready too.
Okay. Are we doing it first, or are we doing the wild card last?
Wild card will be last.
Okay. All righty. Let's throw the first contestants out, Rob.
Okay, first up, your Duluth Trading Guy.
If anyone doesn't know what that is, that's a cartoon guy that keeps putting his pants in a vise, his underwear in a vise, and all that for Duluth Trading Company. So
who is badass for this?
Yes, he is. He's a very hairy lumberjack looking guy. So, I imagine his ass hairs are crazy. Okay, and he is against?
Versus Mark Ruffalo.
Ooh. Well, you tell me. You're the one that bit Mark Ruffalo's ass.
Oh, see, that's the thing. I haven't yet.
Oh, you
There's
haven't
no
yet.
Proof.
Oh, shit. Okay.
No. That's if we could.
Okay.
Honestly?
Yeah, go ahead.
I gotta go with Mr. Duluth.
Okay. Cool. That sounds reasonable. Because he is crazy hairy. So.
Them damn lumberjacks.
Yeah.
Holy shit, dude.
Oh,
I've been watching a lot of Axemen.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Scary dudes.
Yes, they are. Okay, all right, so we have the Duluth Trading Guy beating Mark Ruffalo.
Yep.
Okay.
Next up, your Chris Stapleton versus Bullwinkle.
Oh, Bullwinkle, obviously. has a lot of hair because he is a moose, right?
He's a moose. It's in the woods.
Yeah,
I'm sure Chris Stapleton comes close.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and go with Bullwinkle because we can prove his hair. But we can't really prove Chris Stapleton as strong as a candidate as he is. Maybe I can use my save card, and maybe I will. But as of right now,
I've already used my save.
Okay. Bullwinkle wins, and I'm putting my save card in for Chris Stapleton.
You want to save him?
I want to save him.
Okay. I wrote him down as saved.
Okay.
Okay, and last?
Yes.
Your David Letterman after his show.
Yes.
Versus Zach Galifianakis.
Ooh.
Wow.
That is a tough one because if anyone's seen David Letterman as of right now in the last 10 years, he is hairy all over the place. But I'm going to go with Zach, and here's why. As you get older, as Topher pointed out, you lose ass hairs and hairs on your back and all that stuff. So, David Letterman's
pretty... I'm starting to find that out, honestly.
Yep, same here. So, because you lose hair as you get older, I'm going to have to go with Zach G.
Okay. I'll give you that one. Okay. David is a strong competitor on that, but like you said, the age.
Yes. Other than that, I think I would have picked David Letterman just because he's got such a strong... He's got a better beard game than Zach G does.
Yeah, he just went all wild after the show.
Man. Yeah, he went berserk. I mean, he's got hair everywhere. He's got hair on his fucking eyeballs. It's crazy. So, okay, there we go. How about if we both flip out our wild card now?
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm ready. Rob, go ahead.
I came up with him the other day as we were talking about him on the show. I wrote it down as were talking.
Oh, no. I know who it is because I got the same guy. Go ahead.
Mr. Willie Nelson.
Oh, no, it's not the same guy. Okay. Well, that's
Mr.
a good one.
Mr. Willie Nelson. No, we were talking about him.
Yes.
Because he's going to be in concert here.
Yeah.
And we were talking, it was my story about how his health's going downhill.
Yeah.
And how he's always sitting on a stool during the concert. And when we're talking about that, I'm thinking, dude, perfect for hairy ass.
He is. I can't believe he wasn't
there. Mr. Willie Nelson, the hippie, And now he does nothing but sit there. Perfect.
Awesome. Okay, mine is Sasquatch. That's right, Bigfoot.
Oh,
yeah. I got to go with Sasquatch, and here's why. Willie Nelson's old. He probably lost a lot of his ass hairs. We can prove Sasquatch has a hairy asshole. So I'm going to go with Sasquatch just because.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
But now you know why I've been just
He's like Bullwinkle.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay. Bigfoot gets it.
Now you know why I couldn't wait to fucking get to him. I was like, man, I'm going to kick Rob's ass with this guy.
Dude, this is our fourth season. All four seasons I've been wanting to pull that one out, but I haven't.
All right, so who do we have left here?
Oh, that's awesome. That was awesome.
Okay, who do we have left here?
That's it.
The winners.
Your remainers. Duluth the Trading Guy and Sasquatch. Against Bullwinkle and Zach Galifianakis.
And one save, Chris Stapleton.
Oh, yeah, you're safe.
Yeah, but he comes back on the next one. So he's out on this one because he lost, but I saved him and he'll come back the next episode.
we may have a three-man rumble.
Ooh, all right. We'll have the two pitted off, and
because
then we'll take
of the
winner.
Numbers. Because of the numbers.
We can do that. I actually think that's pretty cool. We'll have like a three-man rumble in a cage match. None of them can leave. And then we'll the first two will pit off. And then the third one will get whoever's left. That sound good?
Shit. Man, we have the ultimate three-man rumble. But, man, no. That's got to be saved for the final.
Okay.
That would be the final battle, right?
The final battle, the three-man cage match sounds great to me. All right, Rob, do you have anything, story you want to go into here?
Oh, no, let me
I got something I can go into, that's fine. If you want
to. I have my notebook. Now I got to grab my phone and go back into it.
I've got another somewhat football story. Kansas City, Missouri. Kansas City Chiefs star Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce have announced a new steakhouse to open in 2025 inside the Kansas City Hotel. On Thursday...
Here we go again.
I know. On Thursday, Noble 33...
That was one of mine.
Well, you got mine right off the bat.
So we're even tonight.
We're open. Noble, we never discuss what we're going to talk about on the program ahead of time. And we love it like that. We think it adds an element of like, oh, you bastard, you just stole my story. We love that.
I think we just get the same news stories.
We do. We got the same news feed because we look for bizarre shit and our computer knows it. So, anyhow, where was I? Okay, on Thursday, Noble 33 announced his partnership with the Super Bowl champions. The teammates are set to launch a modern American steakhouse in Kansas City called 1587 Prime. Kelce Jam Festival will return to the Kansas City area in 2024. The steakhouse will open at the Lowe's Hotel in Kansas City in early 2025. Noble 33 said 1587 Prime will have street-level access spanning nearly 10,000 square feet across two floors. And why I talked about Kelce Jam in the middle of that article, I have no idea. So, Rob, the floor is yours.
Okay, I'm going to jump into this one.
All righty.
I have not had much of a chance to go over.
Okay. Well, mine, I just mentioned Kelce Jam for no reason. It was inserted in my article for no fucking reason. I'm like, okay. Anyhow, go ahead.
Well, I had that one pulled up a few minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
That's all right. That's what I said. We're even tonight.
We're even. We stole each other's story and are damn happy about it.
Well, we didn't steal it.
No, no. That
is not known.
That's the art of this program.
That is not known.
Yep.
Okay. 10 questions you should never answer if the police pull you over.
Ooh. All right, everybody take heed. Not that our listeners are criminals or nothing, but you know.
No. I mean, a lot of this makes sense.
No, I mean, you never know, man. So go ahead.
Okay, well, this tells you how to back yourself up.
Okay, that's a good one. Go ahead. This is actually really important.
Can I search your car? The Fourth Amendment, the guardian of our personal spaces. Remember, unless there's probable cause, you have every right to politely decline a search of your vehicle.
That's cool. And does it say anything more about that? Does it elaborate or not?
No. If the police do not have a warrant, they cannot search you or your car without your consent.
You see, people get afraid, but the deal is they may not get granted access. A judge may not be available to give them a search warrant for probable cause or nothing. So chances are, if you don't want them looking through your stuff, you can probably get away with it. I mean, you know, not that you're doing anything wrong. It's just if you don't feel like partaking, you could probably just say, no, I don't want you to do that. And, like, it's a 50-50 shot whether they can do it or not. It's better than, you know, just giving it up and going, yeah, go ahead and look. So.
Okay, next. where are you coming from?
I always thought that was a bullshit question. What business is it theirs if you didn't do anything wrong?
That's where this goes.
Oh, good.
While it might appear as casual chit-chat, answering this query can have unintended implications. Law enforcement might use your response to build a case around the idea that you were in a location associated with illegal activity. Under the Fifth Amendment, you have the right to remain silent and not offer any information.
Cool.
Next, have you been drinking?
This is a good one.
There's no right answer to this question. Acknowledging that you have even had one drink can give the police reason to administer field sobriety tests or delve into further investigation.
On the flip side,
lying could lead to other complications if subsequent testing shows alcohol in your system. Fifth Amendment for letting us remain silent to avoid self-incrimination. Trust your constitutional wingman.
That's cool.
So I guess the Fifth Amendment could cover you on that one.
That's good to know. I mean, not the drink and drive, but that's good to know.
Right. Do you know why I pulled you over?
That is a bullshit question. Go ahead.
This question seems innocent enough, but answering it could be a legal minefield. The officer is not just making small talk. Your response could be seen as an admission to guilt, making it easier to justify a ticket or further investigation. Your right to avoid self-incrimination comes into play here. While you do have to provide identification, you don't have to volunteer any information that might lead to your own legal jeopardy.
Okay. That is a bullshit question, because how you answer, they can say in court, oh yeah, I was going 90. I knew I was going 90. Why admit it? Make them prove it.
Right, exactly. Next, do you have any weapons in the car?
Yep.
The officer may be trying to gauge the level of risk involved in the stop. Okay, I see that, and I understand
too.
That.
I understand it.
By admitting having a weapon in the vehicle might give them the pretext to search a car without a warrant, which would lead to more complications. The Fourth Amendment protects against unreasonable searches and seizures, and the Second Amendment upholds your right to bear arms.
That's cool to know.
Yeah. Number six. Who is the person with you?
Oh, wow. Okay.
You're not required to disclose the identity or relationship of passengers in your vehicle. According to the Fifth Amendment, you have the right to remain silent to avoid self-incrimination, and this extends to identifying others who might be implicated in a perceived illegal issue.
Wow. Okay, that's cool.
So, yeah. Cop asks you who that person is, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
I played the fifth.
Yeah, that's a great answer. I don't know. You find out. Ask him.
Yeah,
you know what? I think I know.
Him.
Why don't you ask him who he is? or her or whatever.
They're over 18. They're over. They're a legal adult. Yeah,
they speak English. Go ahead. Feel free.
Yeah. Next up, is this your current address?
Okay.
Some may argue that you're obligated to provide identification, but giving more details than that might not be necessary. Tread carefully. The Fourth Amendment protects against unreasonable searches and seizures.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing your address could potentially give law enforcement additional avenues for investigation or surveillance that you're not legally obligated to provide.
Cool.
It's best to remember that you have the right to remain silent under the Fifth.
Wow.
You see, they keep jumping to the Fourth and Fifth.
I know. This is great. You know, the right for arms and also the right to remain silent. You see where this is going?
Oh,
all
everything.
It is?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Go ahead, Rob.
Number 8. Have you ever been arrested? Although it may seem like casual conversation, your answer could be used against you in various ways.
Well, they have all that information right there.
Exactly. And this kind of goes into that, but it also, of course, goes into the Fifth Amendment about self-incrimination.
You see, I always wanted to ask him this. Whenever they go, have you ever been arrested? I'll go, small talk, right? Have you? And see how they answer.
Yeah, yeah.
We're just making small talk. What about you? Yeah. They may not like that.
Okay.
But.
Next up. Where are you going?
That's a bullshit
and
question.
This is a quick answer. Quick answer.
Okay.
This question is a trap. The police are trying to see if you will admit to having a plan to commit a crime. Take the Fifth and remain silent. That's
awesome. There you go, man. Go ahead. Well, I think we see where all these are going.
And lastly, what are you doing in this neighborhood?
Yeah, boy.
This is the one of the often a hot button issue because it can carry implications of racial profiling or discriminatory policy.
Yeah, you know what? That the is so. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
The 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution grants your equal protection under the law, which means you shouldn't be questioned purely based on your appearance or the neighborhood you're in. The Fifth Amendment also protects you from self-incrimination.
You know, remember how many times we used to get that because we have long hair? First thing a cop would do is, where are you guys coming?
I mean, we go down to 7th Heaven.
Yeah.
We'll say.
Yeah.
Okay. At that time, starting to become a black neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
We got all kinds of looks. We got all kinds of trouble. The way we looked like headbangers, troublemakers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I see where you're going.
Yeah, yeah, you see, one of the things is this right here. Okay, the where you going, like, is a double-edged sword because, like,
yeah.
Basically what they're saying to us is, this is a rich neighborhood. You are poor headbangers. What are you doing here? You must be here to rob it. You can't just be driving through it for no apparent reason. Right?
Yeah, but the funny thing was, I was there to mow their lawns or something.
No, I know, and I used to get that shit all the time, too. It used to piss me off. It's like, what? Is this street only for the wealthy? If that's true, let me know. I'll turn around. I'll go the other way. Now, that used to piss me off, that question, because it's like, what, I can't come through here because I got an old Dodge Dart that doesn't go in reverse? Is that why? I might leak a little oil on their sacred grounds? You know, anyhow. All right, thank you, Rob. That's great.
I understand. Yeah, I thought that was a pretty good article myself.
That is a really good article. Alrighty, let's take our second break and we'll be right back in a little bit. That sound good?
Yeah, sounds great.
Then it's a plan.
The apocalypse just happened. You don't know what to do. You don't know where to go. But we can tell you what you can eat.
During an apocalypse, don't forget the nuts. Hickory nuts, that is. Yeah, we know hickory wood gets all the glory and all the love. Everyone loves the hickory trees. They cut them down and they make great sandwiches out of barbecue and meats. They smoke them and it's a fantastic deal. But little does anyone know about the hickory nuts. During an apocalypse, hickory nuts could be the best thing you can find. Hickory nuts can be eaten raw, toasted, or added to various recipes. Their rich, buttery flavor and crunchy texture make them an ideal ingredient for both sweet and savory dishes. You can use hickory nuts to make nut butter, pesto, or even a unique hickory nut milk. There are five types of hickory nuts: bitternut hickory, shagbark hickory, pignut hickory, mockernut hickory, and smoothbark hickory. Hickory trees are considered part of the walnut species and are plentiful, at least around Missouri and surrounding areas. So, during an apocalypse, don't forget to grab your nuts.
And now, Deep Thoughts with Mark.
If a tomato is a fruit, then does that mean ketchup is actually a jam? I may never know.
A lot of podcasts just come from a can. Here at Two Douchebags and a Microphone, we pour our own podcasts.
Now it's time for pickup lines from a loser.
Can you take me to the hospital? I just broke my leg falling for you.
Oh shit. What's that over there?
Oh no. It's
the
island of horrible jokes.
Ugh. I asked my date to meet me at the gym. She didn't show up. I guess we're not going to work out.
Remember to bleach your Bluetooth after every show.
Where did podcasts originate? The term was first coined by Ben Hammersley, a writer for The Guardian, in 2004 by combining the words iPod and broadcasting. In 2005, Steve Jobs, founder of Apple, introduced the idea of subscribing to a podcast by building the concept into the iTunes interface. Who made the first podcast ever? 2004, Adam Curry and Dave Weiner are credited with the invention of podcasting. Who exactly did what is up for dispute, but in the end, these are the two guys who got it rolling. The term podcasting was mentioned by Ben Hammersley in the Guardian newspaper article. Back. This is Two Douchebags and a Microphone. I'm Mark.
And I'm Rob.
Okay, I've got a couple of easier articles here. How about Dairy Queen summer blizzards they're coming out with?
Oh, sounds good.
Yeah, hell yeah. Go down and
see. I got a Dairy Queen right down the street.
Okay, yeah, we got a Dairy Queen really close now, too. A brand new one. Pretty happy about that. However, the Freddy's here sucks ass. Can't go to the Freddy's here. It's horrible. So, anyhow. The Dairy Queen Summer Blizzard menu drops on April 1st with three new blizzards, and this is not an April Fool's Day joke. The Instagram user said, there are three brand new flavors. Peanut butter cookie dough party. Ooh. I'm in. What about you?
There you go. Peanut butter.
Oh, this cookie. Next. This
ice
next
cream.
One.
Yep.
This next one. Listen, Rob. Oh, my God. Ultimate cookie. Oreo, Chips Ahoy, and Nutter butter. Oh.
Oh, my God.
I heard angels sing when I said that, didn't you?
I heard the trumpets blare.
Oh, man. Oh, that...
Whew, that sounds
Revelations
better.
Revelations has truly hit us.
That sounds better than buttered sausage.
Way.
Next one. Picnic is the name of it. Picnic Blizzard. And it's Peach Cobbler. Okay. I like it. It sounds good.
I could see that.
I think it would be good. Next one. There's a new thing coming up. Chick-fil-A is opening a new store with no chairs, tables, or order counters. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's just all just one big drive-thru, and that's it. Okay. They have three old favorites returning, and this is Shakes. Frosted Animal Cookie, Brownie Batter, and Cotton Candy. And the thing about the Chick-fil-A that's opening up is it's a double-decker. Upstairs is where they prepare for you, prepare your food. Downstairs is a kiosk. So you go in there, type in your order, pay for it, and they're upstairs in the upper deck, and they shoot the food down to you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Pretty interesting concept. If you're interested in it, take a look at it, because I'm not doing it justice by what I'm saying. So.
I'll look it up, but I still take your word for it.
Okay.
You know that.
All right. Cool.
I have faith in you.
All right. Thank you. And next one. Taco Bell is heating up their offerings with new Cantina chicken menu. On Thursday, the fast food chain unveiled 5 new chicken charge menu items that will be available at locations starting March 21st. So it's available now, I think. No, it's not the 21st yet. All the new dishes feature slow roasted chicken with Mexican spices, and they come with the company's new avocado verde salsa, which is made from tomatillos, I think that's how you pronounce it, or tomatillos, green chili peppers, and avocado. Starting with the Cantina.
That actually sounds pretty good.
It does, don't it? Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Starting with the Cantina Chicken Crispy Taco, the new dish is made with chicken, creamy jalapeno sauce, and a 3-cheese blend. The outside of the tortilla is covered in a layer of grilled cheese and paired with the avocado salsa. Rewards members.
Oh, it's one of those grilled cheese things?
Yes.
Taco Bell?
I think that sounds great.
Oh, yeah, that sounds awesome.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to give me one of them. The 21st.
Yeah, I might have to try that.
Starting with the Cantina Chicken Crispy Taco, the new dish is made with chicken. Oh, no, I already read that. Rewards members can try the Crispy Taco for free from March 21st to April 4th. There's no purchase required, but you need to have been an existing rewards member as of February 9th to get the coupon. So you can't sneak in there and get the coupon now. So there you go. Another exciting menu addition is the Cantina Chicken Quesadilla. That sounds good, don't it?
Yes.
Made with a flour tortilla, chicken, a layer of 3-cheese blend, creamy chipotle sauce. The quesadilla is crisp up to perfection with grilled cheese on the outside per release. It's served with guacamole, sour cream, and the same new salsa, Rob.
Oh, sounds awesome.
Hell yeah. I'm there. All right, Rob, you got something you want to go into?
Well, since you're on food, I might as well stay on food.
Hell yeah, that's what we do.
And today is March 16th.
Yep.
And Easter is coming up.
Yep.
So this is a good story to know for Easter.
Yeah, Easter's like, what, 2 weeks away?
Yeah, something like that. It's the 5 golden rules of deviled eggs.
Oh, I love this.
Step 1. True fact, the best way to boil eggs is actually not to boil them at all.
Hmm. Okay.
Steaming is faster and more efficient because you don't need to use as much water or wait for them to boil. If you don't have a steaming basket, don't worry. Just add a half inch of water to a large pan and bring it to a simmer over high heat. Add the eggs, cover the pan, reduce the heat to medium-low, and steam for 10 minutes before carefully removing the eggs and letting them cool out of the pan.
Okay.
Which I've also heard that by steaming them, they're easier to peel, too.
That's I've heard that, too, actually.
What I've heard. I've heard that. But
I have, too.
Okay, step number two.
Okay.
Whip the yolks with a hand mixer.
Oh.
You can make an acceptable deviled egg by simply mashing the yolks in a bowl with the other filling ingredients. But if you want to make a truly next level version, you gotta use a hand mixer. Blending the filling mechanically ensures that it's super smooth, but it also works air into the filling, giving it a lightness to balance out the richness from the yolk, egg yolks,
you see, that's
mayo, and any other fatty goodness you decide to throw in there.
That must be what, like, the Price Chopper delis and the Hy-Vee delis and all them do, right? Because I always wondered how fluffy they are.
I mean, their stuff's done with machines.
Yeah, it's dreamy, whatever they do to it, right? I guess they whip it, like you said, and probably put some sort of fat in some. Yeah.
And I watched my grandma, my mom, everybody just take a fork and just mash the stuff.
Yeah, me too.
They're saying use the mixer.
I can believe it. That makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Third? Spice and acid are key.
An acid? Okay.
Spice and acid. Let's be real. Deviled eggs are incredibly rich. That's why everyone loves them so much. But if you're going to be whipping egg yolks with mayo, you need to add some spice and acidity to balance it all out.
How do you add acidity, does it say? How do you add acidity? Is that like citric acid or something? Like putting some lemon in it or something, or what?
Well, you see what I'm saying? Ready to go into it.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Assistant food editor Francisca Zaney likes a little smokiness, so she recommends paprika.
Okay.
Everybody's heard of putting paprika on your deviled eggs.
Oh, I love it. I'll put it on the over the top of it, actually. Just sprinkle it.
Well, they carry on with this.
Okay.
Food editor Brick Kaysen loves mixing in relish or chopped pickles. Add mustard is a classic addition. They can also bring a lot of acidity.
Oh, okay.
They're adding the acid and the spice.
Okay.
Especially if you use Dijon.
Yeah.
Which can often be punchy, depending on the brand.
Yeah.
Whatever ingredients you throw into amp up those yolks. Make sure there's a little heat and a little tang to cut through the fat.
Cool.
So that's why you add all the ingredients.
Okay, never knew that. Now I do.
Not just for the taste, but to break the acidity and stuff.
Okay, wow. That's cool.
Next tip. Use a piping bag with a rigid tip.
Okay, piping bag? Not familiar.
Okay. Your deviled eggs might have a filling that's rich, tangy, and light as air. But if they don't look special, you might not get a second look. There's no way around it. You've got to get that filling in a piping bag. I highly recommend using a rigid piping tip Here is a post as a straight round one. Otherwise, you risk the top of the eggs looking like the infamous poop emoji.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mark, a piping bag, since you don't know.
Okay.
It's one of the bags that you use, like, cake decorating.
Oh, okay.
You spread the icing with.
Okay, that makes sense.
So what you do is you put your filling in it,
uh-huh.
And they suggest a rigid. That way, when you fill it, it leaves some ridges. It gives it a little look.
That's how they do that.
Clump there, you know?
Okay, that makes sense. That's how they do that. Okay.
It's for looks.
Yeah. Okay, cosmetic. That's cool. Understand.
Yeah. I mean, you know how you make, like, the little flowers with the icing bag?
Yes.
That's what they're talking about doing with the egg filling. And they're selling some eggs just like that.
Interesting. Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Rob.
And then, finally...
Oh, there's another one. I'm sorry.
Yeah, last one.
Okay.
Best one yet.
All right.
Go over the top with the toppings.
Okay.
In other words, add anything you want. Paprika.
Mm-hmm.
They mentioned crispy bacon.
Oh, yeah.
Finely sliced chives.
Yeah, I can see that.
A few capers. Finely sliced pickles.
Uh-huh.
Diced jalapenos. Or even a little prosciutto.
Salmon. Okay, cool. Okay.
Yeah, just add anything you want to it.
Okay. Wow. That's pretty cool. I never even gave it that much thought, but all those ways that they're telling you are so simple.
Yeah, and honestly, I think I'm going to try the steaming the eggs, because yeah. I always have a hard time peeling, you know.
Yeah, me too.
But supposedly this helps with peeling it.
And also, I think it's easier in boiling them too.
Yeah.
So, okay,
and
cool.
And they say it takes like 10 minutes.
Nice. Okay, all right. Thank you, Rob. I guess this podcast is about over. We're well over the hour mark. So, anyhow, thank you, Rob. We will be doing another one tomorrow night, so...
Yes, we will.
All right, if I get time, I'm going to send this out tonight or tomorrow. We'll see if I have enough time, so... Anyhow...
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, I'm loving the promos.
They're good, aren't they? Yeah, me too. When do I clean them all up, like I was talking about? You know...
Yeah.
The earlier ones, I'd have the gain too high on some of them, too low on the other ones. Whenever the voice changers that I would use, sometimes I'd have them sped up too high. In other words, the high makes you Mickey Mouse, and the low makes you Satan. Okay?
So there is a mixer involved.
Yes. Yeah. So what I mix...
Oh, good. Cool.
Rob, when will you see this software? It's really cool.
Yeah.
We love
it.
So, anyhow, some of them I have the gain too high. Some of them have the gain too low. I'm getting much better with this equipment. I was just
learning. Hey, man, that's going to get back to my DJ days, man.
Yeah, it will.
I could get back to my sound and my hearing, you know.
This program, I've known DJs like the DJs, you know, so like you did. And this is similar to the program that they use on the laptop when they bring it in.
Right.
So you would know exactly what it is, and you'll feel comfortable with it when you start using it. So, anyhow...
I don't know. I had an actual system, dude.
Oh, okay.
I had a CD player. My own mixing board. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
It was like a five-channel mixing board.
You looked like a little bitty rock concert, didn't you, with a mixing board and everything, right?
Oh, dude, I had a light thing, this light setup I took with me.
Oh, that's awesome.
I had over 700 karaoke discs. What was over 700 listening discs.
What was your DJ name?
It was just Rob.
Oh. Damn it, if you're still there, you can be Rob Rad.
Well, it was me and my ex-wife.
Uh-huh.
And we were doing it for a friend of ours.
Okay.
She wanted to make her company bigger.
Uh-huh.
It was called Millennium Express.
Is she
still
was
out
business?
Of St. Joe, Missouri, a DJ service.
Uh-huh.
And we took her backup system, which, hanging it up and getting to know them, I kind of got to know the system anyway.
Uh-huh.
Well, she gave me a chance to operate it. Dude, I did that for like over 3 years.
Wow, that's cool.
We'd be out like 2-3 nights a week.
Okay, then this equipment that I'm going to give you here soon, you're going to feel right at home.
No, this was big shit. I had to have a fucking van or a truck.
No, that's what I'm saying. If you operated that equipment, you'll have no problem with this. So, excellent. The biggest issue is downloading all of the flash drives that I have full of promos. I've got so many promos and bits and so many episodes now. It's just crazy how much material I have.
Right. And then we're going to be coming up with new promos, so we're going to have to add all that. Yeah.
You see, that's what I want. I want to be able
it's
to have so
be a
many.
Challenge.
I want so many bits and promos that nobody really remembers the last ones that we did. Like going at them like in a circle, you know what I mean? You got a large circle, start off with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in a circle, and just keep going around. By the time you get back to 1 again, everyone thinks it's a new one because they forgot hearing it. That's where I want to be.
Well, hear that, or they hadn't heard it the first time.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
A lot of people probably haven't heard the promos the first time anyhow, but that's the way I want to be, is I want to have such a large quantity of them that if someone listens to every one of the shows, they probably don't even remember when the first time that bit was introduced. So, because that was always my biggest problem with the morning shows I used to listen to, the syndicated ones, is because they would have a habit of leaning on certain promos and bits all the time. I'm like, no, I want to hear some other ones. So, yeah, that's why I'm like really interested in, you know, making a large, vast amount of them. Is because that used to be my complaint.
We don't want our assholes hearing the same thing over and over.
Because we care about your assholes.
They're going to get tired of it.
We want your ears to be happy, assholes.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
And assholes is affectionate. That's what our name is. You know, everyone had their own thing.
That's your pet name. Out of affection, that's your pet name for us.
Yeah, Bubba has Bubba Army. I mean, you know, Opie and Anthony had the Pest. Man Cow has Militia Love. Did Bob and Tom have everybody? I don't think they did they? Whack Pack. Oh, they assholes.
I really don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well, anyhow, it's said lovingly. You guys are assholes, and we love you.
Yes, lovingly.
Yes. All right.
We're douchebags, your lighter version, your assholes.
Yep.
That's the way we're looking at it.
Yeah, if we're douchebags, then you guys can very well be assholes, because we're taking the biggest...
You gotta at least be an asshole just to listen to it.
We're carrying the biggest portion of it being douchebags, right?
Yeah.
The least you guys can do is carry the asshole portion of it. So, anyhow... All right, thank you guys. Thank everybody for listening. Thank you, Rob, for joining me. Hey, we will be putting out another one tomorrow, and this program here will probably be shot out of the chute tomorrow morning, and then we'll do another one. The next one will be shot out of the chute Tuesday. And I've got something to talk to you off the air now, just thinking about it, Rob. So, okay. Anyhow, everybody, thank you. Have a great night.
Bye, good night, assholes.
Good night, assholes.
Hey, where'd everybody go? We're the douchebags. Oh my God, someone took a dump in the corner. Oh, jeez. Ugh. Glad they're gone. Let's just hope they don't come back. Whew, man, that smells.